This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Regrettably, without any facts, without any science, without any rationale that would be considered reasonable, the former president decided to pull out. He was the only president in the entire world, the only chief of state in the entire world, who without any scientific evidence decided to pull out of the Paris Agreement.
Seriously, don't you think John Kerry is up for perhaps the stupidest man in Washington?
Yes. Yes.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
I told my 9-year-old daughter that I was going to be speaking with you, and I said, what do you think about the climate change? And she said, the earth is on fire, and we're all going to die soon.
The end is near! We are all going to die!
As I promised yesterday, I promised snacks. I did not bring them in here, but my mother-in-law made homemade chocolate chip cookies for you guys.
We don't want your cookies.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, 844-500-4242. A texter says, help, I'm stuck in a traffic jam at a Kamala Harris traffic jam at the Concord Airport. Better you than me. That's all I can say. 844-500-4242. Before we talk about the gloom and doom, the apocalypse now, this will be dedicated to Katie Porter's 9-year-old daughter. The world isn't only on fire, young kid. The world is also going to be plagued by droughts, famine, global cooling, all kind of ozone layer depletion. It's terrible.
Locusts.
Everything.
Rivers
everything.
Of blood.
Yeah. Rising sea levels will obliterate nations by the year 2000. You know, just like the rising levels at Quabbin Reservoir obliterated those four towns, Dana, Enfield, Greenwich, and Prescott. You know, you remember those nations that were destroyed 20 years ago, don't you? I don't remember them either. Okay, anyway, but before we get there, I want to just read you a breaking news story. There's been another hate crime on an American college campus. I've never heard of this college, Viterbo College. It's in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. La Crosse, Wisconsin. Viterbo student who reported racist incidents now accused of starting fire in residential hall. A Viterbo University student who said she was the victim of two recent racist incidents on campus has been accused of starting a fire in a residence hall a couple of days ago. And framing it as a hate crime. Victoria C. Unanka was released on a bond after La Crosse police arrested her for arson and negligent handling of burning materials. The president of Viterbo University, Glenna Temple, said, this is a complex situation. That means it's a hoax that involves a series of concerning incidents. A La Crosse Police Department report says Unanka was identified on surveillance video that had recently been installed after reports of racist and threatening graffiti. So allegedly, it appears she was putting the graffiti around her own dorm room. So they put up surveillance cameras, and she didn't leave well enough alone. She went back and decided to do something else. A residential advisor told police that the black student texted a friend that she was potentially a victim of another hate crime because the fire was started next to her dorm room. Police questioned Unanka about the inconsistency between her version of events and the video footage. She reportedly changed her story and told police she wanted to intentionally start a fire in the lounge by turning on a stove and leaving it on. She then had a change of heart and no longer wanted to start the fire. And she warned everybody that she had set fire to the dorm. Unanka reportedly told police she was frustrated that, quote, no one was listening to me anymore. This is, you know, they had many, many demonstrations to address the issue of racism on the campus of Viterbo University before the victim of the crimes has now been told that she had a few hours to pack up her things before leaving campus on administrative suspension. The president said, "We remain concerned about the student's well-being, and we will continue to work with her and her family." How about all the people that were accused of committing these racist crimes, which turned out to be a hoax? Are you concerned about their well-being, President Temple? In addition, we continue to hold listening sessions and expanded student support services to assist all our students during these difficult times. Why are these difficult times? I mentioned in my column today about the gay porn shoot on Martha's Vineyard, which is now going to federal court. The owner of the house claims she was deceived by the people who rented the house and then used it for porn shoots. And I said Kevin Spacey is watching this, you know, because he really doesn't want to go back to Nantucket anymore. But now, the same day, I know, the same day I mentioned that, Kevin Spacey, you know, he was accused of assaulting a former Channel 5 anchor's son at a bar in Nantucket after plying him with alcohol. I think it was the case was dismissed ultimately. Kevin Spacey is reportedly embroiled in more confidential arbitration with a former employer involving allegations the actor groped a House of Cards production assistant. Multiple sources claimed that Spacey groped a production assistant who was tasked with driving him to the hospital after he injured his hand during a promotional shoot for the Netflix series. So he hurts himself so bad that he has to be driven to a hospital, but he still takes time out, allegedly, to grope the driver of the car that or the whatever is taking him to the hospital. In 2020, last year, a lawsuit was filed in New York by a male accuser who claimed the Oscar winner sexually assaulted him when he was 14. Meanwhile, the Crown Prosecution Service in the UK is analyzing whether it will bring criminal charges against Spacey following findings presented to it by the Scotland Yard Child Abuse and Sexual Offences Command. Six reported sexual assault claims that were investigated between 1996 and 2013.
The next time someone does something you don't like, you can go on the attack, but you can also hold your fire and do the unexpected.
Is that Spacey?
Sure is.
Additionally, this is the Hollywood Reporter, sources claimed to the outlet that another incident between Spacey and a budding actor occurred. Sources alleged the young actor turned down Spacey's request to meet in a Santa Monica hotel room to discuss a role. Oh. The old casting couch.
Help! I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement! Help me!
But the aspiring actor was later groped by Spacey when he accepted a car ride from him. So, that's Kevin Spacey in the news and college hate crimes in the news. 844-500-4242. So yesterday was Earth Day, and of course we mentioned earlier Joe Biden spoke, and he was at a meeting of some of the leading industrialized nations leaders. He was the only one of the 16 who was wearing a mask. He was the only one of the 16 who did not have a flag of his nation or at least some kind of a seal or symbol behind him. And it was the usual BS, but we're used to BS. So when I come back, I'm going to read you some of the things that have been predicted on earlier Earth Days. And we can talk about a little bit about Earth Day and about your fears. And your kids come home afraid? I've often thought that it would be interesting to find out if you could track, I guess it would be pre-COVID, if you could track a kid who was in public school for K through 12 and see how many times that kid had to sit through a showing of An Inconvenient Truth. I'm going to guess it's at least three or four, at least. Anyway, we'll be right back. 844-500-4242. Stand by for the apocalypse. Armageddon. Why buy gold? Are you watching what is happening in the world today? Global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, spiking inflation, and now the looming Biden tax plan. In the 2008 financial crisis, many Americans lost a large portion of their retirement savings. So what are you going to do now to protect your money? Well, many turn to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRA guide that uncovers the secret that financial advisors won't tell you. So, what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRA guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr right now, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open up a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
Real wrath of God type stuff. Exactly. Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Earth Day. Every Earth Day since 1970. That's the apocalyptic tone of what's happening. But first, let's do the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here, and you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie to save $10 off their lowest sales price. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The over-under on the number of Fauci appearances on Sunday talk shows is 2.5. Which do you take, the over or the under?
I'm taking the over.
Yeah, that's where the smart money is. 84% say over.
All right. 844-500-4242. Okay, so a lot of sites keep track of these apocalyptic predictions. I'm going with one from the American Thinker today. Earth Day's legacy of failed apocalyptic predictions. And we'll take some calls after. I'm just going to start reading these. This was from 1967. This is pre-Earth Day. Dire famine forecast by 1975. Again, this guy, Paul Ehrlich, the population bomb. I think he's still alive. He's not dead, believe it or not, even though he was predicting a famine by 1975. 1970, Ice Age by 2000. This was the big thing back then, global cooling, Ice Age. 1970, America subject to water rationing by 1974 and food rationing by 1980. Food rationing. 1971, the new Ice Age was still coming by 2020. 1974, ozone depletion, a great peril to life, ozone depletion. This is when they started branching out, you know, ALAR. Acid rain. They needed a little variation on the plagues that were going to end mankind. 1980, here it is. 1976, scientific consensus, planet cooling, famine's imminent. Imminent. I bet there was going to be, acid rain kills life in lakes. That's 1980. 1978, no end in sight to 30-year cooling trend. 1988, Maldive Islands will be underwater by 2018. Spoiler alert, they're not. New York's West Side Highway underwater by 2019. Spoiler alert, it's not. 2000, children won't know what snow is. Yes, they do know what snow is. 2002, famine in 10 years if we don't give up eating fish, meat, and dairy. 2008, climate genius Al Gore predicts ice-free Arctic by 2013. 2009, climate genius Prince Charles says we have 96 months to save the world. And you know what happened? 96 months, that takes us to 2017, and we didn't do anything, and the world ended.
Are you editorializing when you say climate genius?
No, that's what Thomas Lipson wrote, okay. But it's the same. It's the same thing. 2009, UK Prime Minister, I believe that would be Tony Blair at the time, says 50 days to save planet from catastrophe. Well, as you know, we let the 7 weeks slide away and there was a catastrophe. 2014, only 500 days before climate chaos. 1966, oil gone in 10 years. 2006, super hurricanes, exclamation point. 2005, Manhattan underwater. Not just the West Side Highway, Manhattan, all of Manhattan will be underwater. 1970, urban citizens will require gas masks by 1985. 1970, decaying pollution will kill all the fish. That's a variation on acid rain. 1970, killer bees. Killer bees. Now we have homicide hornets. 1988, world's leading climate expert predicts lower Manhattan underwater by 2018. This is a recurring theme, New York City. 2005, 50 million climate refugees by the year 2020. So now Joe Biden wants to let in hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of climate refugees because they'll all go on welfare and become Democrats. So that's coming back. That's a hardy perennial. 2000, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. Did you know that? They're now a thing of the past. 1989, UN warns that entire nations will be wiped off the face of the earth by 2000 from global warming. 2011, Washington Post predicts cherry blossoms blooming in winter. They bloomed at the usual time this year, but the government said you can't go down and see them because, you know, you might spread the virus. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Howie, I think we really, really need to take climate change seriously, and here's why. There's not a world leader yet that respects Joe Biden, and they're not afraid of him. And they're going to get more aggressive, and Joe's going to make some sort of mistake, and World War III is going to be off. And once that happens, let me tell you, the nukes that get let loose, it's going to cause climate change like you've never seen before.
I hope you're wrong, Jeff. That's a little too apocalyptic even for me. I hope that you're obviously right that they're not afraid of the guy. I mean, they got to be laughing at him. And to have John Kerry at his side when he's talking all this nonsense, and he's saying we're going to destroy the United States economy, even though we know it's not going to do any good. It's just the right thing to do for us to put all our people on unemployment and destroy their standard of living and destroy the national economy, the best economy in the history of the world, and just because it's the right thing to do. It's insane. It makes no sense. And the fact that y'all look at that picture of him, the 16 leaders, they're all in their little boxes. It's like Hollywood Squares. And he's on the right side in the middle, and he's the only one with a mask on. And there's nothing behind him. I have more behind me on the YouTube screen. Joel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joel.
Hey, Howie. How you doing, buddy? Hey,
good.
What's going on in Washington with Biden, and what really set me off was that little girl dissing the Congress or the Senate of the United States of America.
Are you referring to St. Greta? Are you calling St. Greta a little girl?
How dare you?
I am so angry that they actually, she got this national, that little girl, what her parents ought to do? Bring her to Normandy and look at those graves that the Americans sacrificed. Dude, of all the things that are going on, the border pisses me off too. But for the greatest country in the world to actually give this girl any kind of credibility, and she threatens us?
I know she does. We'll play a couple of those cuts. They were pretty amazing. We played a lot of them yesterday, but it's just, she was, Joel's right, she was threatening members of Congress. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I just asked Taylor to tweet out this piece about the global apocalyptic predictions. It's from The American Thinker by Thomas Lipson. And he took it from a bunch of different sources, but you'll have it soon if you want to check it out. It's pretty instructive. And again, I just went over about half of them. There's so many more. And I can't even remember all of the now that I think about it, Y2K, how about that? I mean, that was going to end the world, too. Planes were going to drop out of this. Don't be in a plane on January 1st, 2000, because the plane's going to drop out of the sky. Make sure you print out all of your bank statements all of your retirement account savings, because everything is going to be wiped out. Make sure you have tens of thousands of dollars in cash, as much as you can get in cash, because the banks may never open again. And make sure you order some blankets, and don't make them because the heat, the electric generators are going to go out. And make sure they're not electric blankets, because electric blankets not going to do you any good. 844-500-4242. We'll take a couple more calls here, and then we will play some of those Greta Thunberg cuts from earlier this week. I mean, she really was obnoxious. There's no question about that. I saw a friend of mine just sent me something. He's in New Hampshire, and he's enjoying being in New Hampshire. This is at a restaurant called Vino's. I think it's probably in North Conway. Face mask is recommended, not required. Oh, wouldn't it be great to see a sign like that in Massachusetts? Face mask is recommended, not required. He also told me he just was looking outside and he saw Mount Washington, and it seems to be covered with white. But you know, knowing that there's no more snow since 2000, it must be the early blooming of white oaks or something. Travis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. In regards to the global warming, so they say, I'm just wondering how scientists can base less than 200 years worth of data on a billion-year-old organism and actually come to a conclusion.
Right. They can't, obviously, right? I mean, they can't predict with any much of a degree of certainty what the weather is going to be like on Monday or Tuesday, can they? Yet they can see, they claim, with precise accuracy what's going to happen in 100 years or 200 years from now. You're right, Travis. They've only been, like in Boston, for instance, they've only been keeping detailed records for, I think, about 120 years. So, you know, when we said that the winter of 2015 was the coldest, snowiest winter ever, what we meant was it was the coldest, snowiest winter in 120 years since they started keeping records. They have no idea what they're doing. I've read enough literature on this. Sunspots have more to do with the climate on Earth than anything man can do. This is just so ridiculous. And for John Kerry to claim that he is some kind of font of science and knowledge on this, and that Donald Trump wasn't. I mean, give me a break. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Travis. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Howie. Thanks so much for taking my call. So I've got a story that's going to blow your mind. 15 years ago, if you remember, MetLife Center and a stadium in New York and around the world, they did the concert for Live Earth. So it was kind of going to be like Live Aid. And I worked on it. And all these hypocrite artists, Philips Electronics was the headliner, and they were giving them all this free product if they signed this pledge that just said they work for climate change. So John Bon Jovi was the headliner, and I called his manager and I said, hey, Sting, you know, all these A-listers are all signing this pledge and they get free product. And he said to me, oh yeah, John will do it, $5 million. And I said, no, the idea is you just make the commitment and you get free product. And I said, you know, it's for the environment. And his manager said to me, I got to tell you the truth. John does not give a bleep about the environment. He's friends with Al Gore. He said he's friends with Al Gore, and Al is begging him to do it. And that's the only reason why he's doing it. But it gets better. The day of the concert, Bon Jovi's daughter, you can check all this too, it's all on the record. Bon Jovi's daughter had a horse show in the Hamptons. So John Bon Jovi made them fly him in a jet helicopter in the morning to the stadium to practice, back to the Hamptons to watch the horse show, back to the stadium to perform at 9 o'clock, and back home. Four round trips to fight climate change.
Bruce, do you think it's easy? Do you think it's easy fighting the rising sea levels and the fact that the planet has a fever? You think that was easy for that guy? Yeah, I know. It's just such crap. It's you know they're all these people. You go into, again, I was thinking about it yesterday when I was writing the column on Martha's Vineyard and thinking about Nantucket, and it's the same way in Palm Beach. You know, you got all these people, they're all super liberals, or a lot of, you know, 80% of them are super liberals. They're very concerned about the planet, but they're flying in these private jets, and they never, ever would consider flying commercial. And again, it's such an imposition to ask them to observe the same rules that they want you and me to observe, that they mention it prominently in the story about John Kerry this week, about how he's reduced to flying commercial. That's the sacrifice John Kerry is willing to make to save the planet. He is willing to fly commercial. He's willing to endure the foul breath of the plebeians. He's willing to hobnob with the hoi polloi. That's what it means to him. It means a lot to John Bon Jovi, too, I'm sure. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Howie, you kind of stole some of my thunder, Buddha. What I said to your call screener was that, you know, yesterday being Earth Day, I had a friend of mine on Facebook posted this poster of, you know, praising Mother Earth and keep everything clean and green. And I went back to her. We've always been opposed on most of these things. I said, you know something? I'm going to play the lottery tonight. And if I win, I'm putting down a John Kerry-sized carbon footprint. She had two words, essentially intercourse, off, and that was it. I cannot stand, like you were speaking about, these damn hypocrites. You know, do as I say, but don't do as I do.
Right. Remember Barack Obama? You know, if I'm elected, it will be the beginning of the end of the rise of the sea level. And then he uses Air Force One to take Muchel up to New York for a date. What's the carbon footprint for a date on, like, Valentine's Day from Washington to New York? What was it, a 747? And then he's so concerned about global warming that he buys the seafront mansion for, what, $12, $14 million from the owner of the Boston Celtics. If he really believed that the world was coming to an end and that the rising level of the sea was going to destroy everything, would he really spend $14 million on a seafront mansion? And John Kerry just downsized from, or his second wife's first husband's trust fund just downsized from the big place on Nantucket to the slightly smaller place on Martha's Vineyard. Same thing. What's if he's really that worried, would he really be buying on seafront property? Of course not. It's absurd. And we're supposed to believe all this stuff. And then do you think this representative Katie Porter believes this stuff? I mean, why would she try to scare the hell out of her kids? Why doesn't she just say to the 9-year-old daughter that thinks the world's on fire, just say, "Hey, kid, this is all a gag. We just do this to get elected. You know, this gig pays me $175,000 a year. It beats the hell out of work, and behind it comes the pension. I don't have to pay basically any income taxes, so I got a lot more money to spend on you and your dolls and parties and ice cream and stuff like that. Don't worry about this crap. We don't, it's not real." Thanks for the call, Richard. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie. I was just wondering something. You know, I've never seen Dudley Do-Right and John Kerry in the same room at the same time. Could there be something to that?
I think of Dudley Do-Right and being more of a Mitt Romney type of doppelganger, Steve. I think Mitt Romney is I think John Kerry, no one has ever seen John Kerry and Thurston Howell III in the same room.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to do my part for global warming. I'm not going to exhale anymore, so I'll be, like, contributing less CO2. and I want to be on the maiden voyage of the train going to Hawaii.
I know. Didn't Meiji Hirono sign off on the Green New Deal, even though they want to do away with commercial jet airliners? It's a long trip from the West Coast to Hawaii in a kayak. Thanks for the call, Steve. 844-500-4242. How about this one? Here's another headline. And again, we tweeted it out, the story. Nitrogen buildup will make all land unusable. Nitrogen buildup. Pending depletion, this is 1972, and shortages of gold, tin, oil, natural gas, copper, and aluminum. Oceans dead in a decade, U.S. water rationing by 1974, food rationing by 1980. That's just a variation on an earlier one. Worldwide plague, overwhelming pollution, this is 1969. Ecological catastrophe, virtual collapse of the U.K. by the end of the 20th century. Arctic ice-free by 2015. Arctic, there are always endless predictions about the Arctic being ice-free and Manhattan being flooded, and Miami to a lesser degree, but Manhattan Armageddon predictions are more popular. 844-500-4242. When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turned to Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance company coverage. Who knew something like this even existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers.
And it's not just car and home insurance. It's really any aspect of your life that would require some sort of security. You know, you want something protected. Your apartment, if you're a renter or a landlord, anything like that, they add quotes to it.
And it's all right there in one place, Gabby.com. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have. And it's free to use, no obligations. That's what I did. As you know, I'm not very good on computers, but I could put in my automobile coverage. I hadn't changed it for years. I had the same insurance company. It had changed hands over and over again. I barely knew the people that ran the agency anymore. They barely knew me. They just sent me bills. I paid them. I never got any deals. I should have done this years earlier, and I was way overpaying. It took me about 5-10 minutes to log in. I got quotes from 6 or 7 different companies, and I ended up saving more than $600 on my car insurance. I should have done it years earlier. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average, and they will never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. Put your policy to the test as I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's Gabby.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to grace@howiecarshow.com.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
401 says Palm Beach, Florida is supposed to be underwater by 2025. That's okay. I live on the 7th floor. And it can't be flooded between 1 and 5 p.m. because the curfew was just voted to be continued for another month by the city council to fight the virus. You know? And I guess the fact that Palm Beach is going to be flooded, that's why the house that was owned in the middle of town by the grandson of FDR only sold today for $14.5 million. That was the lead story in the paper. 844-500-4242-561 says, in high school in 1976, I was told a global ice age would start any day. There would be no oil in the world by 2000. Oh, that scared me. Well, I heard the same thing. And that Jimmy Carter was going to be a great president. All lies, weren't they? Yeah. 844-500-4242. I have a picture in my office in Massachusetts. It's a framed front page of the Boston Globe from 2017 when the New England Patriots beat the Atlanta Falcons, but they had an early deadline and for the papers that went out of state, and it says a bitter end, meaning the Patriots lost. But, of course, they won, so I just always had that. You know what I think I'm going to add? I'm going to try to get a copy of the front cover of the Time magazine where they talked about the global ice age, where the dinosaurs are being pelted with snowballs and ice coming down, and that's the prediction, a new ice age. It's as good as the Globe headline, the Globe front page. Cousin Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cousin Dave.
Hey, Howie. The biggest problem is this. We the people let a large group of morons lead us. The Earth has been alternating between long ice ages and shorter interglacial periods for around 2.6 million years that last for about 100,000 years. It's 90,000 years of ice followed by roughly 10,000 years of interglacial warm period. So we're in that 10,000-year period right now. When we go into an ice age, Howie, the planet will stay as an ice age for 90,000 years, and then it'll start to thaw out for 10,000 years. Mm.
Sounds like winter in New England, Cousin Dave.
Right, doesn't it? So, I mean, until we have all the ice melted from North and South Pole, when that's all melted, then we'll start the next ice age. So until this is a normal thing. Al Gore and all these people have been cashing in on this game for way too long. And the problem is we, the people of the world, not even just the people of the United States, because this is global, right? We don't have brass. We've lost our brass. It's just that simple. We let these people, we know that they're wrong. We let them enslave us. We let them take our money, our labor, our work. They kill us, and we just allow them to do it.
I know, Cousin Dave. You know, they always talk about, too, that, you know, these ministers, you know, just fill in the blank, Joel Osteen, or in the old days, Oral Roberts, or Jerry Falwell. Oh, they're making so much money. Those guys made no money compared to the money Al Gore has made. Al Gore is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And what's he done? I mean, what's the difference between what Al Gore is selling in terms of a religion and any of the old-time evangelists who used to take a big tent around from one small southern city to the next? The difference is Al Gore made a lot more money on his racket than anybody else did. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr.
How you doing, Howie Carr? I know you opened my eyes long time ago, about maybe 4 years ago, and I came Republican. What happened, go Republican, weak Republican, not waking up? Look at California. 45 years ago, it was 70% or 75% Republican. Yeah, no legal or whatever taking over, but, you know, Republican is weak. I don't know what the hell going on.
I know, Mr. Garcia. I agree. Republicans are weak. I mean, they're you know, putting up rear guard actions against all these crazy proposals, whether it's open borders or doubling the capital gains tax or ending the Keystone Pipeline or letting Iran get nuclear weapons. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's like Cousin Dave said, though, it's the people's fault. It's our fault for letting it happen. I'm Howie Carr.